Are you a federal employee under the Civil Service Retirement System? Certified financial planner Arthur Stein says that could mean some unique benefits when it comes to your voluntary contribution plan. Stein is with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland, and he joins us now. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Amy.
Okay, unique benefits. What does that mean?
Well, it's unique, and one, it's only available to CSRS employees, and two, no one else has anything this good in the United States that I know of. It's called the Voluntary Contribution Plan, and what it does is it allows CSRS employees to put as much as 10% of their total lifetime earnings in an account that acts like a savings account with a great rate of return, but the interest is tax-deferred until you take the money out of the account. Now, when people reach retirement age, they either have to take the money out of the account by withdrawing it and paying tax or transferring it to an IRA, or they can use it to purchase an additional annuity. Each $100 you put in would into an additional annuity would buy an additional $7 a year, plus 20 cents for each year over age 55. But what I'm seeing is that CSRS employees, many people as they approach retirement, putting large sums into the voluntary contribution plan so they can transfer to a Roth IRA. The only tax on the transfer would be on any interest that you earned. And if you hadn't, if you did it right at the end, you wouldn't have earned much interest. It's a great way to put money in a Roth IRA. It also can serve as an excellent emergency fund for people. Put the money in, leave it there. Hopefully you never need it. It earns interest. It's tax-deferred interest. If you did need it, you can take it out at any time. And, oh, by the way, the interest it's earning this year is 3.125%. On a savings account guaranteed by the U.S. government. That's a fantastic deal.
Now, this is for Civil Service Retirement System enrollees only, not FERS, right?
Not FERS. What? You know, it's one of the things. FERS is a great retirement system, but it's in several respects, it's not quite as good as CSRS, and this is one of those.
So unusual, I guess, it's, yeah, like you said, it's one of those things that kind of slips through the cracks when that new legislation is passed, and that was a while ago. But the Civil Service Retirement System, I also wonder that that pool of people is shrinking. Is that another reason why feds are able to do this?
No, they've been able to do it, as far as I know, forever.
But, I mean, to be able to, for the federal government to afford to match and use that rate and that sort of thing, is that why? Because that...
No, You know, because when there was only the CSRS system, this was still available. And, you know, in years past, because interest rates were higher, it paid an even higher, you know, interest rate. I think that they stopped it because it was an expensive program. I mean, if that's what you mean, sure.
Well, we're talking with Arthur Stein. He's a certified financial planner at SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. Do you find that a lot of the enrollees of the Civil Service Retirement System are not aware of this? This is something that maybe slips past their radar?
I think many people, Amy, are not aware of it, and it's too bad. It's one of the reasons I wanted to speak about it, because it's such a great benefit. And, you know, if someone's going to retire in 6 months, even if they haven't taken advantage of it, they still can. They can put in up to 10% of their total lifetime earnings, transfer to a Roth IRA. That can be a very good financial move.
Even if you're about to retire?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what would you recommend then for them to get on the bandwagon and take advantage of this?
Okay, well, first of all, you cannot contribute till you submit, you know, the appropriate form, which is an SF2804. And it's approved by OPM, and the account is set up. And obviously, that can take a little while. So you want to get going on that. Even if you're just thinking about doing it, you want to do that, because once your account is approved, you can choose to put money in, not put money in. You can put in any amount that's a multiple of $25. And then people need to think about, well, you know, how much cash do they have available? How much do they need? Do they want to have money in a Roth IRA? You might want to start reducing your contributions to the regular TSP, if you're making them, as you approach retirement, as retirement comes close, and start putting money in the voluntary contributions plan. because you want to roll it into a Roth IRA.
Is there anybody who really shouldn't take advantage of it?
You know, it's kind of a no-brainer. I'm sure there are people who are in that situation, but because you can always take the money out for any reason, the one thing I would say is you're below 59.5 and you take the money out for some reason other than retirement, there's going to be a 10% penalty. So someone in that situation needs to be careful.
Art Stein is a certified financial planner at SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. Art, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.